Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now to check in with Therese Paylor of Yahoo Sports, our 610 Sports Radio NFL Insider, brought to you by Aristocrat Motors, Kansas City's home for luxury automobiles for over 50 years. It's no secret, Therese, we're all freaked out about that running back. I know a subject of the Therese's tape this week featured a bunch of the Chiefs helping to explain how to bring down Derrick Henry. Man, that's an undertaking.
Yeah, no, it is. But are we sure everyone's freaked out about it? I get a little pushback, like, oh, we don't need to worry about that. Oh, really? Because no one in the history of the playoffs over the last 20 years has run for more yards than him other than Eddie George. So my point is, like, it's not doable. Like, you can stop it. You can stop Derrick Henry, or at least contain him. You can contain them on third and fourth, third and five, but it's going to take a real effort. And the thing is, like, the Chiefs know it. Like, they're talking about it. Like, hey, listen, you know, this is a man-up game. Like, last week I told you it was an over-my-dead-body game by Mahomes. Mm-hmm. This is a man-up game on defense. All right? They're going to come with on third down, with outside zone. They're going to come with power stuff, and you're just going to have to deal with it. And it's very important that, even though the Chiefs can score on these guys, they really can, it's very important that on third and short, second and short, I mean, heck, even first and long, it's very important that they contain these runs and stop and prevent chunk yardage, because I've noticed, you know, people want to downplay the importance of time of possession, but the thing is, like, the Titans have the formula to be able to do it to you, and that's one of the that's really the only way, in my opinion, to slow down the Chiefs. So have they been out time of possessions in the playoffs? Yes. Does that really matter in this particular game? No, because that's the game plan to beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs offense that could put up so many points so quickly.
Therese, on the topic of Derrick Henry still, we talked about it two segments ago maybe or whatever it was. Why doesn't Derrick Henry get enough run during the year as one of the greats in the NFL? It seems like Derrick Henry has to go like for 185 in week 10 or have a game like he did against the Chiefs in the playoffs last year before, because, oh yeah, Derrick Henry's pretty good. Like, I don't feel like he gets enough attention and enough love.
I mean, he's getting it now, Bob.
Now he is, yeah. But like up until week 10, I don't feel like we were talking about him, you know?
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, I've had to watch, you know, the Titans all year. I mean, he wasn't doing this the first half of the season. Like, I feel like they have really settled into who they are and what they do best over the last 2.5 months. Like, it's been special what mm-hmm. they've done over the last 2.5 months. The offensive line, their two tackles, it might be the best tackle duo in the league. I mean, they are killing people off the ball. They have one of the best guards in the league in Roger Saffold. It's just a really good team. And the reason, man, like the reason like we weren't talking about it, he had one 100-yard rushing game through week 9, right? And then they were like, oh, wait a minute. Now it's November. Let's start riding the big fella. And then that's all he's had is 100-yard rushing games, except for teams in Houston. But 100-yard rushing games, 200-yard rushing games. That's why. And it's going to take a really complete effort to stop him. But if the Chiefs do, there's no reason to think they should be the favorite in the Super Bowl, because then they've shown they're a complete team.
Yeah.
They can stop a rushing offense, and then they can put up points and come back from any deficit. They should be the favorite in the Super Bowl if they can beat this Tennessee team.
So what is kind of the limit for Derrick Henry where the Chiefs can win? Like, they have to hold him to this in order to win the game.
Well, I mean, I think they can hold him to – I just don't want it to creep up to near 200, which is where – it's been whenever the Chiefs have lost at home in the playoffs to a team they're not supposed to lose to. Le'Veon Bell, Henry before, right? Like most of those games, those guys rushed for like 170, 180 yards. Like, you can win this game I mean, he can win it if he rushes for that anyway, but it'd be helpful if he rushed for 125, 130, you know, because he's getting it 30 times. Like, you can believe that. He's getting it 30 times. Yeah, he's probably going to average 4 yards a rush, but if you can hold him to 4 yards a rush and not give up the big chunk game, I think you got a really good chance to win.
On the Chiefs side, offensively, we're not used to them providing necessarily bulletin board material or telling us how great their offense is. Tyreek Hill goes out and says what, you know, I think a lot of us believe. It's pretty hard to stop him. What'd you think of the timing of his comment yesterday?
Well, one thing I like about Tyreek when he gets in front of the media is that he will tell you kind of what he thinks. And that's good because a lot of times most guys don't. So, I mean, at the end of the day, the Titans don't need any extra motivation for this game. Like, will they start yapping about it if they somehow pull the upset? I'm sure. But, like, they don't need more motivation to win. And it's not the kind of thing that in that way should fire them up unnecessarily. Like, people know that they're a good football team. They already are playing the nobody respects us, nobody thinks we can win this game card. And they would have been playing it whether Tyreek said it or not.
Talk with Terrez Paylor here on 610 Sports Radio. And, you know, the way that they've done it too, Tennessee, on the road in New England, on the road in Baltimore. I know talking to Mike DeVito yesterday, he told us how hard it is to get up for that third consecutive road playoff game. You're beaten down, you're sore, it's tough to get up for that game. But for the Tennessee Titans, they've won on the road in two really tough environments to win. And obviously, Arrowhead is considered a tough environment to win in as well. How much will Arrowhead and that mystique phase the Tennessee Titans?
Not sure it will. You know, they've had to go to two places and win. And, you know, at some point in the NFL, when you get on a roll like that, you start believing it's your year and you start embracing how difficult it is and you start embracing going into a place and kind of stealing people's souls. So, I don't think they'll really be affected by it. You know, this is not like a pass-heavy offense, but they're going to line up. They're going to outside zone you. They're going to power you. And they're going to try to bully you off the football. So that's kind of impervious to, like, noise. And that's impervious to being a bully on offense, right? Like, their offense, like, they're trying to bully you. That's impervious to, like, the environment. So, I mean, look, by all means, people should be loud, especially on third downs.
Yeah.
Right? That could help. Like, when it's third down and third and long, you know, and Tannehill has to make some throws, get loud, you know. Like, let the momentum get going. Because one thing I will say is that I don't know if it would affect the Titans' offense outside of, like, third and long, but I do think the Chiefs feed on the crowd's energy, especially some of their real key players, right? Mahomes, Ty, Kelsey. When things start rolling and that play starts getting loud, those guys actually – oh, Badger – Clark, all those guys, like, really, the energy from the crowd does fuel them, right? So I think that can help them. Yeah, on offense, get excited, you know, do that. And then on third downs, do that. In those ways, I could maybe see it have an impact on the game.
Andy Reid needs this, in my opinion, to solidify him as a Hall of Famer. Listening to you on The Drive the other day, you were kind of hesitant to say he's an automatic right now. I mean, I'm sure he'll get in, but you've been in those meetings and whatnot. How much easier does it make for Andy Reid to get into the Hall of Fame by not only winning this game and getting to the Super Bowl with two different teams, but then completing the task in 2 weeks?
Yeah, much easier because, I mean, Mike Holmgren's not in. He's won a Super Bowl and been to two before, you know. It took the Centennial class to get Jimmy Johnson in.
Yeah.
And there's some really good coaches that still haven't. Tom Flores won too, right? So you can get in without it. And Andy is really well liked throughout the league, and there's a lot of respect for his coaching tree and everything he's done. So, like, I think there's a chance he can get in without it. I really do. But if he wins it, I think it solidifies that one day he will be in Canton. If he doesn't win one, I think it gets a little harder. And I think, you know, I do think some people would probably use it against him. But I wouldn't say that means he still can't get in because he is really well-liked throughout the league, and that really matters.
You mentioned earlier, you know, Chiefs losing a game they shouldn't. Are you putting this one in that category? Yep. That this is a game they should go out and win?
Yeah, I think I'm picking the Chiefs to win. And I'm not trying to sound like, you know, Debbie Downer or anything like that. You know, like I'm just a little surprised at how like dismissive people are of the Titans, because I've had to watch these games from these guys. And, like, I'm just saying, if I were an opposing coach, I would want to have some of what they have if I needed to beat Kansas City. I would want to have a dominant offensive line. I would want to have a big bullying running back. I mean, we've seen them lose in the playoffs to dominant rushing attacks for like the last 4 years, right? I would want my defensive line to be stronger and more stout, which Tennessee is. Like, I'm just saying, the Chiefs are clearly the better football team. Mahomes, I'm the same guy that predicted the over my dead body game. You know, I think they're the better football team, and it's clear. I mean, Mahomes and Reed versus Tannehill and Vrabel is not close, even though Vrabel's really good. So Vrabel, by the way, will not be making the same game management mistakes that Bill O'Brien did, yeah, right, to help that comeback. That's not happening. So, guys, my only point is that the Chiefs have to play well to win the game. Like, that's my point, and that there is a path for Tennessee to do it. So if you're the Chiefs, and honestly, if you're a Chiefs fan, you should want them to feel pressure to execute Andy Reid's first 15 really well. Because I promise you, his first 15 is going to be on point. And getting out to an early lead is a really nice way to start neutralizing some of the advantages the Titans have. That's all I'm trying to say. There's a pathway for the Titans to win this game, and I think the Chiefs will win, but they have to play well. And they can't get off to another slow start, because teams like Tennessee, especially in January and the way they're built, like, they can really take advantage of that.
Therese, if the Chiefs lose this football game, what's the national narrative Monday morning?
People, in my opinion, people will be blaming Andy Reid, because this was, I mean, it is pretty open for him. There's no coach in the playoffs that has his experience. He has the best quarterback remaining in the playoffs, and his defense has been fantastic over the last few months. So that'll be the narrative. I don't think that they can lose this game without some fluky things happening, though. And I think that's probably going to be something we need to remember. I'd be pretty surprised if they just get outplayed by Tennessee, because they shouldn't. Like, the Chiefs are just a better football team. But it will take some fluky stuff happening. And we've talked about them before. There's no need to mention them again. But that's what it would take, in my opinion.
Who will the Chiefs be playing in the Super Bowl?
I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Like, I just believe in taking the best quarterback at this point, and I know that's a tough environment to play, and I think the 49ers might be the better football team, but the Packers also have a pretty good team, and Aaron Rodgers can make some of those throws, and Aaron Rodgers has the potential to maybe neutralize some of the 49ers' dominant rush a little bit. Like, he's really, like, that Houdini trait could serve him well, because San Francisco's front seven is fantastic. And one way to kind of get around that is to have a quarterback that can make plays he shouldn't be able to make. So
there you go. Rematch of Super Bowl I and the 100th anniversary of the NFL. How about that?
That'd be incredible.
Yeah.
That'd be incredible.
It would be awesome, man. It would be absolutely outstanding. Therese, enjoy the games on Sunday, my man. We'll see you out at Arrowhead.
Yeah, same to you guys.
Yep, take care.
Therese Paylor, Yahoo Sports, our 610 Sports Radio NFL Insider, brought to you by Aristocrat Motors, Kansas City's home for luxury automobiles for over 50 years.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.